Senate will please come to order. Would the members please vote to signify their presence? Have all members voted? I did push.
Mr. President.
Senator Ziegler.
Senator Fahrenkamp was here just a minute ago, and she had to leave. She'll be right back.
Senator Fahrenkamp, would you like to vote or vote for him? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows all senators present this morning.
Can we stand for the invitation?
Most gracious Lord, we come now, if not to the end, at least to a significant moment in the beginning. What is done in this first week will profoundly affect the rest of this legislative session, and what is done in the total session will have deep and lasting influence upon the lives of all of us in Alaska. We bow before you in the weakness and imperfections of our common humanity, asking your help in keeping minds and hearts open, for the grace to be flexible when it is needed, for the strength to be resolute when we must be. We pray that honest political differences may not degenerate into bitterness or hatred, and that contest may not overshadow the companionship of this chamber, nor divert us from the truth that we are all brothers and sisters in Christ, here to serve your people. Guide our labors always, and let our laws bring forth justice. We pray in your holy name. Amen.
Senator Gilman.
Move and ask unanimous consent to spread the prayer be spread on the journal.
Objection to order. Senator Halford, you're seeking for the same purpose. Secretary, certify as correctness the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the fourth legislative day and Senate and House Supplement Number 3.
Senator Rain.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the fourth legislative day and Senate Supplemental, Senate House Supplemental Journal be approved as certified.
Without objection. So ordered. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Senator Sturgill.
Yes, I'd like to introduce two very lovely ladies in the far gallery. Both are constituents, which is always nice, and we hope they voted right. Nikki Bussell, who is the wife of Representative Charlie Bussell, and Rebecca Rader.
We welcome you here this morning. Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
There are no messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House.
Are there communications?
There is a communication dated January 17, 1983. Dear President Kutula, in accordance with AS 2455-230, the Ombudsman is submitting his report. This report has gone to all the legislators, signed John B. Chenoweth, and will be on file in my office. That is the only communication.
Any reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
There are resolutions for introduction.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1 by Senators Sturgiluski, Paul Fisher, Gilman, Halford, Kelly, Pettyjohn, and Rohde, relating to the establishment of a legislative research agency.
Judiciary Finance, State Affairs, have a look at it. I don't think I have before.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 9 by Senator Vic Fisher, ratifying an amendment to the United States Constitution to provide for representation of the District of Columbia in Congress.
Judiciary, State Affairs, have a look at the science issue.
Those are the resolutions this morning.
Bills for first reading and reference.
Senate Bill Number 64 by the Rules Committee. I request the Legislative Council for the Blue Ribbon Commission on the State Personnel Act, an act relating to the inclusion in the state exempt service of licensed physicians employed by the Division of Mental Health and Developmental Disabilities, Department of Health and Social Services.
Labor and Commerce has to look at it. You may wish it, but it's a registration thing, as I understand.
Senate Bill Number 65 by Senators Paul Fisher and Senator Fake an act really allowing for an optional exemption for certain real property from municipal taxation and providing for an effective date.
Community Regional Affairs Finance.
Those are the bills this morning, Mr. President.
Takes us to unfinished business, or the items under unfinished business this morning. You have the floor, Senator.
Yes, may we have a very brief at ease, please?
We'll be at ease.
On Senate Bill number 65, the sponsorship will be by Senator Paul Fisher and Senator Moss. That was an act allowing for an optional exemption for certain real property from municipal taxation and providing for an effective date.
Further unfinished business?
Yes, I would like to move, and if this is the appropriate place, move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a co-sponsor to a bill introduced yesterday, Senate Bill 63, an act relating to the Alaska Commission on Status of Women. I have checked with the prime sponsor, and he is agreeable to that co-sponsorship.
President, the Alaska Statehood Commission will be making its final presentation to the legislature Tuesday, January 25th at 11:15 a.m. in the House Majority Caucus Room. That's Joe Hayes' office, room 206.
Yes, Mr. President. Reminder that today at 1:30 in the Belts Room, we will be having briefing on the University of Alaska land settlement, and all are invited. That's correct, Mr. President. Mr. President, we aren't looking at the bill at all. We're just getting the background information overview.
Yes, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to have the privilege of the floor under special orders to address the body on the concurrent resolution that was just introduced by myself. Thank you, Mr. President. I've introduced a Senate concurrent resolution that calls for the establishment of a joint legislative research staff agency. The resolution calls for setting up a permanent committee to set policies for this body. The committee would represent both the Senate and House majority and minority membership in this particular ruling body. I think we've had an awful lot of rhetoric that about legislative reform. It seems that there are many ideas of what legislative reform as there are candidates running for office. But I think when you talk about reform in the legislature, there are some very basic key elements. One is certainly the ability of the body to carry out its constitutional mandate. I think that additionally the essential fairness to all members of the body, and I'm speaking obviously of both the House and the Senate. I think the protection of minority rights, a clear set of rules that authorize procedures and process and access. I think protection of members' right to debate. I think the most important element, perhaps, is it underlies really everything else, and that's the access to solid, basic information on public issues. Alaska's blessed with a lot of very large revenues. We talk about the decline, but there's still very substantial funds that are available to us. I think that present and past administrations, as well as the legislature, are really faced with continuing complexities in the area of revenues, resources, expenditures, the whole issue of how we diversify our economy. I think these issues call for all of us having access to a high level of research. In some ways, I think we sit as a board of directors on a very diversified holding company, and as we have to make allocation decisions among all of the things that we want to do and our perspectives based on some very good information. That's really the basis behind what we're we're doing is access to the information we need with a very clear-cut set of policies as to how that may be done. I certainly would welcome additional sponsors to this. I think it's an important resolution, and for that reason, we'll keep it on the desk so that you can have an opportunity to pursue that. Thank you.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent. We revert to introduction of guests.
Objection,
sorry. Mr. President, I would like to introduce a friend of mine, a constituent, who played an important role in the election. He was chairman of the Paul Arendt I'm as sick of it all as you are committee, which in the last days of the campaign, last election campaign, sponsored a full-page ad which simply said, vote no. It's Tom Dow, who's with Nano Regional Corporation. Tom.
There is no other business to come before the body.
I would move we stand adjournment till 10 a.m. January 24th, which is Monday.